Wisconsin saw a 50% increase of pedestrians being killed by drivers last year. It's Monday, June 26th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Hope Kerwin. Coming up, a site nominated by the Menominee Indian Tribe was recently listed on the National Register of Historic Places. And a Northeast Wisconsin-based manufacturer lost an appeal to keep a major military contract, while another company is building a new factory out of state.
You know you can count on WPR for news that's important, music that makes your day better, and conversations that make you think. We hope you'll make a financial contribution to support the radio service you rely on. And in fact, we count on it. The single largest portion of our budget comes from listener support. If you're not a member yet, make a gift of any amount today at WPR.org. Thank you.
Pedestrian deaths in Wisconsin increased by 50% from 2021 to 2022. That's according to preliminary data released in a new report. Evan Casey has more on those numbers.
The report was released last week by the Governor's Highway Safety Association. It found 75 pedestrians were killed in traffic accidents in Wisconsin last year. That's 25 more deaths than the year before. David Papps is with the State Department of Transportation. He blamed the increase on reckless and aggressive driving, speeding, and drivers not paying attention to the road.
And it's just so important that everyone realizes it's just not numbers, it's real people, mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, and whatnot that are being killed. It's just not a statistic. It's real people dying.
Experts believe making streets more narrow and reducing pedestrian crossing distances will help decrease deaths. Reducing speed limits can also help. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The chief executive of a Wisconsin-based fabrication company says the state's worker shortage has pushed the corporation to open a new factory out of state and to invest in automation. Mayvale Engineering is based in Dodge County. It has 2,300 employees, including 990 in Wisconsin. The company fabricates components for manufacturers like John Deere and Harley-Davidson. In an appearance on WPR's The Morning Show, CEO Jag Reddy said the company has a tough time hiring skilled workers like welders. That's led them to invest $100 million over the last 4 years in automating some jobs.
We have to. Otherwise, you know, we will continue to struggle to fill some of these positions. As much as we want to fill with highly skilled labor, if we are unable to procure these skill sets, we have to take a different approach, and that is to invest in automation.
Reddy said the company recently built a new plant in Michigan because there was a more stable workforce there. A Wisconsin manufacturer this month lost its appeal to keep a major military contract beyond 2024. Joe Schultz has more.
Oshkosh Defense filed a protest with the Government Accountability Office in March over the Army awarding a $9.7 billion contract to a competitor. The contract was to build vehicles known as JLTVs. Oshkosh has built over 20,000 JLTVs for the military since 2015. The Government Accountability Office found the Army did nothing wrong in its awarding process and denied the protest. The company's CEO, John Pfeiffer, discussed the situation during an earnings call in April.
We were disappointed to learn that we did not win the JLTV follow-on contract. The contract was won at a pricing level that would be unacceptable to Oshkosh.
The future of the company's JLTV plant in Oshkosh is unclear. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin's unemployment reserves only have enough money to cover about 6.5 months of unemployment benefits during a historically high jobless rate. That's according to a report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum. The federal government recommends having enough funds for 1 year of benefits. Jason Stein worked on the report.
When we meet that benchmark, we can qualify for interest-free federal loans for the fund if we need them. And, you know, right now we don't. And we're not even close to doing that.
To do that, he says Wisconsin could use the state's nearly $7 billion surplus, reduce some unemployment benefits, or increase revenues from state payroll taxes. During the early days of the pandemic, federal relief helped prevent the unemployment fund from reaching a deficit as it had during the Great Recession. the National Park Service approved the Menominee Indian Tribe's nomination of a culturally significant site to the National Register of Historic Places last week. Daniel Kading reports the land is located where a controversial gold mine is set to be developed.
The approval follows the nomination of the Onam Omot site by historic preservation boards in Wisconsin and Michigan. It includes the 60 islands area where the tribe once lived on the Menominee River. Earth Justice attorney Stephanie Sosi represents the tribe. She says the site contains the tribe's dance rings and burial mounds.
This listing is a recognition of how significant this area is to the history of the Menominee people, as well as to the history of both Wisconsin and Michigan.
The site is also where Gold Resource Corporation wants to mine gold and other metals for the Back 40 project. Sosi says the listing doesn't bar development, but she says it does create an extra layer of state and federal review. A mining company executive says they're committed to the preservation of cultural resources near the project. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm Hope Kerwin, in for Alex Crow. Our producers are Mallory Chang and John Davis. Catch us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning. And don't forget to subscribe. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.